Man, they're great. I mean, they know everything. it's kind of crazy to me when you, they just know every position on the field, and like they know exactly everything that's going on. So it's like just watching them and watching how polished they are. You can tell that they've been around for a while because they're real polished. And like I'm considered a raw receiver, but I watch them and try to pick things that I see from them doing and incorporating in my own game.
I know how it has been a rookie coming in. You know, you're thrown into the fire. You really don't understand exactly what you're trying to accomplish. So just been out there and being as much help as I can and trying to bring these guys along.
We know that we have to be leaders to those guys, and it's already starting. I mean, we're in those guys' ears 24/7 out the day. I'm probably sure they're sick of hearing us already. They probably going home telling themselves these guys think they know everything. But we're in their ear 24/7 trying to get them right, trying to help them, because we know the more ammo we got, the better we are.
I think it's definitely something natural. You get more comfortable within the system, being a leader. A lot of these young guys look up to you, and especially having some personal success myself, as well as I just said, now, you know, kind of being appointed that guy, or at least self-appointed. So, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to help this defense get to where we need to go. And if that means, you know, being a little more vocal, running around, having some fun, then hopefully these guys follow.
Going into this year, being the leader in that secondary, like with my checks and my calls, I want to be loud and decisive, because at the secondary, as a safety, you're considered the quarterback of the defense. So that's my job description. And I want to try to do my job to the best of my ability. But it doesn't mean I had to get outside of my element. Just keep doing what I'm doing and try to find a way to take advantage of these practices to get better.
Will Preston was felt wherever he was, and whether it was the locker room, whether it was in the meeting room, whether it was out there on the field, you know, his presence was felt everywhere. So, you know, a lot of guys going to be looking for that presence. And I was told that, you know, I'm the oldest guy in the DB, so I take on that role.
A lot of mine is in the classroom, you know, just make sure the young guys learn it. Practice field, I think a lot of it just comes by action and just showing them, you know, that stuff like Greg and Drive did to us, you know, just the way to go to work every day. But you got to bring them along, because we need them to help us out throughout the season, and we got to make sure they're ready.
Everybody here, I mean, had to be a leader at some point, or you wouldn't be in this locker room. So, you know, everybody here has some leadership skills, and I know we got a lot of it in the receiver group. Everybody speaks up when they have to. Everybody goes out there and grinds and works hard. So.